Guns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit selfdefenseguns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish, and Barry's going to bring us up to date on the things that are taking place in Israel and surrounding areas. So remember that so much of what's going on in the world today centers around this little country of Israel. Why is Israel so important? I mean, a little strip of land on the eastern part of the Mediterranean. Well, I believe that God has a hand in this. I believe that the future course of America, indeed the future course of the world, is very closely associated with what happens in Israel. So you pick up the story there, Barry.
Sure. You got my latest article.
I did.
So you know where we're going, right?
Right.
Look... this was sort of a personal article, just answering. Well, I wrote a story, and we discussed it, that the Detroit underwear bomber had all the, well, the MO, the modus operandi of the Israeli intelligence services. And if you recall, I brought up the fact that he went through an Israeli airport run by a firm called ICTS, which has a terrible background. The shoe bomber and the 9/11 airplanes, whatever you believe happened on 9/11, the passengers still went through two ICTS security airports, Newark and Logan. And I said, well, this is the MO. And it's certainly something I've learned through experience that the Israeli intelligence services really look for patsies. They commit outrageous acts, but make sure that the other side will get the blame. And they've done this with the settlers for years. And I could predict every operation they did. It reached the point where I was thinking the way they were thinking. I never wanted that, but that's how it ended up.
Well, don't you think, though, that the Mossad works very, very closely with the CIA, that all of the intelligence agencies are work together, at least the ones of the Anglo-American establishment and Israel?
Sometimes they work together, sometimes at opposite ends of the spectrum. They're supposed to work together, but it's not all the time. They have disagreements.
Okay.
When it comes to the Detroit attack, there may have been factions within the CIA working, well, covering it up at least. One of the unwritten rules...
Needed an incident to justify sending another 30,000 troops to Afghanistan when we're fighting al-Qaeda over there. That gives us almost a quarter of a million people with the soldiers and the contractors. A quarter of a million people up against 100 al-Qaeda. Pretty ridiculous, but you got to convince the American people we're really fighting al-Qaeda. We're fighting terrorism. We're defending America. That's why we need a quarter of a million people over there to counter the 100 members of al-Qaeda. So The underwear bomber was a very effective tool along that line, striking terror in the hearts of the American people. After all, I mean, what will those terrible terrorists do next?
Well, that's certainly a good motive.
Sure.
I won't argue with that. There were benefits to the Americans as well. But again, the hush-hush rule is in effect throughout the intelligence services. They don't squeal on each other.
Sure.
So whatever happened, we weren't in the boardrooms. You're right. If you push it far enough, I suppose you will get to the CIA as well, or at least a strong faction of the CIA. But nevertheless, I got blasted all over the place for... Well, really, I even heard this shocking claim of anti-Semitism, which kind of silly, but nonetheless, I had to answer it. Look, ICTS answered it for me. What they denied, they actually issued a press statement denying that they were in charge of security for Schiphol in Amsterdam. Where the bomber got on his plane to Detroit. And, well, this denial was... Boy, were they desperate to issue a denial that a Danish firm had run the airport, and they've never run the airport, and this was flatly proven wrong. But you have to ask, why would ICTS issue a public denial? And again, from my point of view... it just confirms that I got the story right. And by the way, I try not to be wrong. That there were enough typical clues that this was an operation with at least some components were certainly Israeli. But I had to answer this. Well, what people would write me is that the real Israel is in Haiti, and their doctors are saving hundreds of people, and Detroit was Islam, and there's nothing in common, and they're wrong. The real Israelis are in Haiti, and they're also on airplanes to Detroit. It's not all black and white here. Now,
well, I think what you have to do is with the United States, we have to talk about the visible government and we have to talk about the invisible government. I mean, I believe that we have a legitimate government. I believe we have an illegitimate government. I suspect over in Israel why the whole thing is illegitimate from what you tell me. But basically, you know, the idea of Israel is one thing, the reality of Israel is another.
Well, again, the reality is actually close to the idea. If you get rid of labor Zionism,
sure,
you could actually get to the reality. The people of Israel would have a perfectly viable state if you got rid of this establishment that run the courts and run the media and the education system. Whoops, I hear music.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK. Keen Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keen Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keen Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course, Mary Shamus was commenting that this this firm that runs the security at the Antwerp airport had actually come out and issued a denial that they were in charge and they were of the security there. So obviously, Barry's articles are having an impact. Trouble is, Barry, when you have an impact, and you're reaching a lot of people, you're always going to be 100% correct. And even sometimes when you are, the other side will deny it in an effort to discredit you. So I know you do your best to be accurate in everything you say. Pick up the story.
All right. Well, in the name of correctness, it was Amsterdam Schiphol Airport, and the firm was ICTS running security. But again, look, you have to view what I'm doing as incredibly pro-Israel, and there are reasons for that. I mean, I'm only interviewed by pro-Israel radio shows. I used to try and convince the antis that they've got their facts wrong and their interpretations wrong, and I just gave up. And more to the fact, I never write a kind word about Israel's enemies, Arabs, Islam, no matter who. I don't praise them. Basically, I turned out to be a watchdog, a journalistic watchdog. I didn't want to be. I wasn't aiming at that. I was just initially exposing an assassination, but the forces turned on me viciously, and I ended up being a watchdog. As for the Arabs, they've got to get their own watchdogs. That's not my function in life, but I certainly have lived in the heart of the Arabs. I lived in the old city of Jerusalem for many years. I don't have a massive admiration for the society they put together. It's not good for them, actually. But nonetheless, I certainly don't take their side in this conflict, not even close. I take Israel's side. But in being the watchdog, I've had a nasty background where people don't understand how guilt-ridden about some things. Between us, I know that I caused some good Jews to die, and it's a horrible thing. I'll give you an example, one or two maybe. It was in the year 2001. I was at the Jerusalem Book Fair, which, by the way, is a huge event, and I always met the public there. It was 8 days in the heart of Jerusalem. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis came to it. And in 2001, two people who I assume were actually working for the Shabak, they may have been working with them, but they had information that was astoundingly accurate. Over time, the information, which is found in my book, Save Israel, proved to be right on the nose. So one night, the first person comes by me and tells me what happened, well, surrounding the Rabin assassination. Then another person tells me the address of the Shabak safe house in the remote area of Jerusalem. It was, I believe, 100 Hakor Street. They ran a safe house. The information was not just supposition. It had the details. And I wrote a long article called They're Talking. Within 36 hours, a religious Shabak agent, his name was Yaakov Edry, he was with two other Shabak agents meeting his Arab squealer outside Bethlehem. He was allowed to leave the car, and the Arab shot him dead. And without any intervention from his partners in Shabak, the Arab shot Yaakov Edry dead. And then the two Shabak agents finally shot the Arab dead. Yaakov Edry was a religious Jew from Male Adumim, who I more than assume the Shabak assumed he was my informant. Now, ultimately, my information may have come from him. Ultimately. He may have been friends with these people who informed on the Shabak for me, but he was not my informant. Nonetheless, you don't have incidents like that where three Shabak agents surrounding an informant can't stop the murder of a religious Jew, and you don't have many religious Jews in the Shabak. You have very, very few, and I assumed, and by the way, I'm right. It was my article, They're Talking. They went crazy trying to find the source of my information. They assumed it was this religious agent named Yaakov Edry, and within 36 hours of releasing the story, he was dead. But there's a worse one, and that's the murder of David Weiner, which 100%, if I hadn't existed in this life, David Weiner would still be alive. The story simplified. There was a judge named Adia Zar, who, of course, was murdered. And as the Shabak always does, a patsy was picked out ahead of time. But it was a ridiculous story about a prisoner, a Kurdish prisoner, who gave the order to kill a judge he'd never heard of, never met, nothing, supposedly to lessen his jail time. It was the stupidest story you ever saw. I don't know how they came up with this. And I gave a lecture in Jerusalem, where ahead of the lecture was advertised in the newspapers, a lecture about the murders of David Weiner and Raful Eitan, another hit, top-level hit. But in short, I went through the plot. I went through who Azar was. Azar was the judge forcing the PLO to pay for terrorism. He was close to bankrupting the PLO legally. He was forcing them to reveal their bank accounts. He was the enemy of peace, according to the peacemakers. Azar had to go. And a plot was hatched where a Kurdish prisoner, Atishieli was his name, was going to be blamed. And David Weiner was the attorney for Atishieli. And, well, before the lecture began, I received two phone calls from Israeli soldiers who want to come to the lecture. The lecture was filled with soldiers in uniform and not in uniform, a very unusual crowd, a unique crowd that has not ever repeated itself for an English lecture. I should have done the thing in Hebrew. There were more soldiers than crowd, but nonetheless, the next day, David Weiner, well, killed himself. 17 hours after my lecture, David Weiner decided that he would show the world that he was honest about handling the Tsar murder case and killed himself. This was 2 weeks before his wedding. Well, doesn't every attorney kill themselves when their honesty is being impugned? If I hadn't have given that lecture, I assume the thinking was either Viner gave me the information because I had a debt to write, or that Viner was going to say the same thing. Either way, they killed him. And I tried telling the family it was not a suicide. I did my best. You can't convince the families of those dead in Israel that they weren't suicides. You can't do it. I don't know why. I've tried for the longest time. You can't do it. There's some blockage, a mental blockage. Families cannot, for some reason, blame the government. They can't. They don't have the ability to cross that hump and look for the actual murders. The mother assumed that her son killed himself. That was the end of the story. But the problem with me, well, I bury this stuff subconsciously. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to be responsible for a good, honest lawyer or even a good, honest Shabak agent dying because I know how the Shabak operates. And I get a little information, and they blame the ultimate source, the attorney for the accused, the agent who was religious, that they died. Now, I have one happy story in what I'm doing. It's certainly not happy for the 51 Arabs who died in the Hebron massacre of February 1994. The shooter was supposedly one Baruch Goldstein. Again, this was in the year 2004, at another Jerusalem book fair, where the man came to the table, said, "I have something important to tell you," and then he says, "No, I can't," and runs off. And by the way, this has happened on several occasions where people come to me stealthily with something to say, then they run away, then they come back. Duby is his name. He lives in Beit El. That's all he would tell me. He was the associate police investigator for the Hebron massacre. He said bags of bullets, as well as Goldstein's gun, came into his lab. His chief was a man named Baruch Gladstein, not Goldstein. And he sat me down. He said, "I took the bullets. We tested all the bullets that went through the victims." He said, "Not one matched Goldstein's rifle. Not a one."
Well,
he says, "I don't know how they did it."
Very, most of the listeners don't remember this story, but this supposedly was an Israeli soldier who went into a mosque and just shot a lot of people. They locked the door, and I suppose he locked the door, and he shot a lot of Muslims, and that created an incident that somehow justified being forced out of Hebron.
He didn't shoot him.
He's being forced out.
He didn't shoot him.
I know, the cover story was that he did shoot him. That's why it's so important that none of the people who were shot had bullets from his gun.
Well,
somebody else did it.
So I wrote about Goldstein. This is a happy story on one side, that Duby is alive and well. He didn't pay the price. There are 51 dead Arabs. To get the Jews out of Hebron, they were willing to sacrifice 51 Arabs. But it wasn't Goldstein who did the shooting. And again, why the Israeli media just didn't investigate this story? You can't. There's some sort of mental block between the news that's given, no matter how absurd the news. And by the way, I could go into detail, and I won't today, but the Goldstein massacre couldn't have been done by Goldstein for numerous reasons, but this was the police coming to me and saying there's something wrong, he couldn't have done the shooting. Now, this I reported, and Doobie is alive and well. So from one point of view, it had a happy ending. From the other point of view, Goldstein is still the murderer in Israeli history officially, and 51 Arabs are dead, not to mention another 100 wounded. Look, the official story was that Goldstein shot 150-odd bullets in 4 minutes. You try and do this surrounded by Arabs in a mosque. You try and shoot 150 people. You have to be a pretty crack shot. You'll be lucky if you actually shoot 10 of them. And there were lots of reasons to doubt the story, but I got the, I mean official, I got it straight from the police labs that he didn't do the shooting. Somebody else, more than one other person, did it. But the bullets did not match his gun.
All right. I hear the music. Back in just a moment with Barry Shamish. Lots of amazing stories out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's, not just Giro's, at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your book, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can contact you and invite you to come to speak at one of their conferences.
Sure. And this, by the way, is becoming very serious. This depression has really been affecting my sales in the last 2 months. People have been, you know, who supported me for 12, 15 years, are losing their jobs. They're in overdraft. Even had a couple who were, whose houses were under threat. But worst of all, in Israel, my ex-wife, who I've stayed close with many years, she had her family savings in the Royal Bank of Scotland. And hundreds of thousands of dollars went belly under when the Royal Bank of Scotland went bankrupt. The family savings disappeared. My children don't even have their education secured anymore. So I'm just saying this before I do my plug, that my work may be in serious jeopardy if this depression somehow doesn't sort itself out in a hurry. The damage done so far to my family has been enormous. But if you want my books, and I'm saying this now, not for my family, but they're remarkably honest books that are available at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. There's a little search box. You double-click books, and you spell my name. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. And for those of you affected by this depression, you can download the books for $5. It's a very inexpensive way to read me. Cheaper, but without all the details, is my website, and that's BarryChamish.com. And if you want to order the DVDs, they're not at Lulu. I will have to talk to you on the phone and then send them to you, but what the heck. My phone number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now we go back again to this, well, accusation that Israel, that criticizing Israel is in some way being anti-Semitic, which I want you to know. If you understood who was running Israel, getting rid of them is the most pro-Semitic thing you could possibly do. There's no question of the horrible damage that labor Zionism has done to the Jewish people. And, you know, I'm going to give you a hint of where the connections lie. Now, I don't know if this TV ad was illegal or not. But there's an ad in Israel for the Labor Party with Labor Party Chief Ehud Barak singing a promotional jingle with Michelle Obama. Now, if she actually agreed to this, then the connections between the Obama administration and labor Zionism are two peas in a pod. They're actually working together to the point of promoting the career of labor Zionism. I don't know the background to this story. I'm just telling you the ad is airing in Israel at this moment. All right? Done. And by the way, I think the Obama administration and Ehud Barak and labor Zionism are working hand in hand, and that Netanyahu is, no matter how tied up he is to the CFR, I think in his heart of hearts, he is opposing labor Zionism. He just cannot do it. They're too strong for him. And he probably doesn't want to get assassinated. And I say that seriously, by the way. But let's go back to what I tried to do. And let's talk about Gaza. Now, Gush Katif was the Jewish part of Gaza, and the Sharon government in the year 2004 to August 2005 promised to remove the Jews from their homes and get them out of Gaza without a peace deal. Now, if there was an actual agreement that promised peace, even if it was a bunch of hooey, at least it was signed, that for the removal of the Jews from the Gaza Strip, the PLO, and the PLO was running Gaza, by the way, in 2005, not Hamas. The PLO would offer a peace accord, limited or not limited, but there was no such accord. The only reason for the removal of the Jews from Gaza was unbridled revenge and hatred against the settlers. There was no other reason for it. There was nothing signed. There was nothing even negotiated. Now, I went in week after week. I was in Gaza. I was in Gaza giving speeches before the evacuation, two or three days before. I gave a very large, successful speech. Over 100 people showed. And I told them, I said, this government is heartless. They're serious. They're going to throw you out no matter what you think. Your beautiful homes are going to be bulldozed. And I said, you will never get compensation. Said, you don't know how cruel this government is and how much they hate you. And I gave solid ways to actually fight it. And these included, well, a campground for other protesters. Well, in short, there was no campground. There was no water. Nobody could come in by the last week or two. The government had sealed the Gaza Strip anyways, and I knew they were gone. But nonetheless, I tried. Now, I failed, and I wasted my time, really. All of this is recorded in my book, Bye Bye Gaza, also from Lulu.com. If you want to know how to get rid of 10,000 Jews with, again, nothing signed, nothing good for Israel. In fact, what happened after they removed the Jews from Gaza is they put them into shoddy, vermin-ridden trailer parks, and their former homes were now missile launching pads. Everything I said, well, big profit, real hard to understand, but they didn't understand. And again, I don't get it. All the tricks what are the tricks of the Shabak? You commit crimes and you blame the settlers. Oops, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Sherman.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hi, this is the Viking with the Radio Free THC Show. You hear me talk about medical marijuana on this station every week. If you or someone you know is looking for a dispensary or would like to get their medical marijuana license, I have no higher recommendation than the Healing House. Their doctors and their staff are second to none. If you would like to contact the Healing House, please do so through their website at healinghousedenver.com or by phone 720-389-6490.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin,
vice president for the Patriot Trading Group. And as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, Barry Shamish, and Barry, you go right ahead.
Well, in Gushka Teeth, they asked me, what can we expect? And from experience and knowing how the intelligence services think, the Shabak in this case, I said, guaranteed, and I told the audience this, and I don't know if anyone remembered, but I said, you are going to get a Jew massacring Arabs. This is what they do before they withdraw Jews, and to turn the public opinion. And lo and behold, the guy's name was Zada, and he was run through an organization thoroughly infiltrated. It's called Koch. You have in Israel, well, the Yesha Council, which was representing the settlements, as I have proven and is now well known, was working for the government. The rabbis, Shlomo Aviner, the big Yesha rabbi, working for the government. Koch, Itamar Ben-Gvir, Baruch Marzel, working for the government. All of them, I said, are opposed to you, but pretending they're in favor of you. I said, this is how the Shabak works. They create your leaders, and they do the government's dirty work. Zada went through a Koch. He skipped out of the army, went to a place called Faitapur. For 3 weeks, he was under Koch control. He gets his rifle. He takes a dry run on the second day. He shoots up the town of Shvaram. Luckily, if you can call it that, there were only 4 dead. And I said to them, you're going to get a Jew murdering Arabs. I said, that's how they do it. And lo and behold, 2 days before the evacuation, came a Jew murdering Arabs. Now, I explained that the orders didn't necessarily come from within Israel. I said there's a lot of worldwide pressure, and I did bring up the CFR and all this. Maybe that confused them, but nonetheless, I told them to prepare for all the tricks the Shabak could come up with. And I said to them, you have to know the tricks ahead of time, and you've got to barricade your cities, and you've got to throw the army out, and at least put up a good fight. I simply wasted my time. They walked out of their houses with their hands in the air, into the boxcars, and straight to the concentration camps, where they still live to this day. It was a pathetic performance by the Jews of Gush Katif. Shameful. And again, I've shown no mercy on them since then. Look, I can't take everything personally, but they didn't listen to what I had to say. They didn't do one thing. And I had to sneak into Gaza. I had to be somebody's cousin, and I had to get registered to get through, what would you call them? They put them in, it was a new border run by the army. They were border posts. And I snuck into Gaza, and I tried telling them, and I reached hundreds of them, and it did absolutely nothing. Everyone just waited in their homes and stuck up their hands and were hauled away without so much as a bruise, not so much as a cut on anyone trying to resist this evacuation. And next is going to be other Jews throughout Judea and Samaria, and the Shabak will work it, that they are portrayed as vicious, fascistic, impediments to peace. And they're going to do the same thing. And once again, the Jews will fall for it. And look, my message, far from being anti-Semitic, is trying to save the remnants. And I do mean remnants. We're down to the fact that just the Jews of East Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria have got to be rid of, and they will be rid of at some point. Now, I got to tell you that why people cannot understand this. I was friends with Rabbi Marvin Antleman for 25 years, and I guess just in retrospect, I appreciate his influence on me. He wrote To Eliminate the Opiates. It came out in 1974. The second volume came out in 2002. To Eliminate the Opiate explained that the Jewish religion has been infiltrated, deeply infiltrated by people, well, poseurs. These are people claiming they're Jews, and they in fact accept a phony, false messiah named Shabtai Tzvi. The organization is called Sabbateanism. It's very, very secret. Very secret. But he was religious, and he was a rabbi, and he knew a side of Judaism I never knew and I never understood. After he used to phone me every Saturday night for years on end, wanting to know what the news from Israel was, and I didn't realize that he was not on top of contemporary events, and he was just testing me to understand his Sabbatean thesis and what it was doing to Israel. And it was a good relationship. It lasted over two decades. But he convinced me finally. It took 20 years when I couldn't accept that labor Zionism was actually Sabbateanism and it was not a Jewish movement, that it was an anti-Jewish movement. The Jews of Israel will not accept this, and I have to understand that they won't accept it. It took me two decades to accept it, but their leadership hates them. Not all, well, Zionism is divided into many factions, but the ones that control the country, the true blue establishment, that have the real estate and have the courts and have the educational system, they do not promote Judaism. They despise Judaism. And without that understanding, it's very, very hard to understand a Jewish government throwing the settlers out of Gush Katif without so much as an initial on an agreement from the other side.
Very, we're out of time, but it's always fascinating. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, gotcha. Bye.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. at iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, of course, Barry reiterates he just doesn't understand. Well, of course, this is what we often talk about. There are satanic forces in the world. They blind people's minds. They're incapable of thinking and seeing. And believe me, it takes a long time before you can begin to understand that there are powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on. That's the story of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk, The Forbidden Secret, Financial Armageddon. This is one reason why you need to get them, to help us get the information out. Pat Wood's excellent DVD on certainly the Trilateral Commission. We have their writings, a little pamphlet called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, where they tell you about the master plan for the world, how they have their people planted at every level of government, in finance, in education, in government. So if you'd like to get that little pamphlet, you get any of the other items from it, just ask, we'll give it to you. And then, of course, the Earth Charter, you need to read it. You need to understand that when the president said, we want jobs for America, we want to get businesses going, and we want to get the banks loaning, he's just talking. He knows, of course, the real globalist plan is to destroy the financial structure of this country, to transfer our wealth to other nations, and to impoverish the American people. But what do you think would happen to him if he came out and said that publicly? So he's going to say what appeals to the public as he carries out the globalist plan for the New World Order, the New World Financial System, the New World Religion, with the effort to destroy Christianity, and, of course, the coming world leader, who is the Antichrist. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day if you want to, and, well, you can listen 4 hours a day to new programming. And then, of course, we ask you to encourage others to listen. If you're in a position to help us financially, why, of course, we need to expand our listener base. We have an opportunity to pick up new stations all the time. It's a matter of finances. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to have you do it. And I know many of you are not in a position to help. But we ask you to pray for our ministry, for our provision, and our protection. And believe me, on the front lines of this battle against organized evil, why, your prayers are coveted and needed. So again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you haven't seen Pastor Billy Crone's wonderful DVD series, there are 10 DVDs, 5 in part 1 and 5 in part 2. The final countdown gives you the biblical scriptures for everything going on today, a wonderful summary of what's taking place, why we recommend the final countdown. We also carry the book that has it all written out, and we, of course, have it on CD-ROMs, at least the first 5 of the 10 talk. So you need to get it, you need to study it, and you need to help us get the information out. But we are called to put on the full armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day, or stand in the evil day. But we are to stand against this, to try to expose what's going on, the true nature of this world. there is a battle against God. So, until tomorrow at this same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North